Besiyata Dishmaya, we are here Tuesday nights, Biyam Darkecha Chavura. We are learning about Shabbat Kodesh. We are in the book of Biyam Darkecha on Shabbat Kodesh, the Perek of Leil Shabbat. And we are learning Be'ezat Hashem from Kuf Samech Dalet, 164. We're going to be learning about Mahut Avodat Leil Shabbat, the essence of the Avoda, the work that we have as Jews. What is the focus of our work? Everything we do, from Aravit, from Kabbalat Shabbat onwards, until we go to sleep and we wake up, what is the work of the nighttime of Shabbat? Okay? Begins like this. O Leil Shabbat, the light of Friday night, of Shabbat night. Avodat Leil Shabbat, Imadrigat Bina. Friday night, Shabbat night, is the work of Bina. Bina, Ba Yehudi Zoche Lavin Nachon V'Tziyut HaBriya. When you understand within that, what is the proper reality? What is the proper reality of the creation? You understand there's no such thing as nature at all. Hashem's the one doing everything. Hashem's bringing everything into existence. What is teva in Hebrew, by the way? What does the word teva mean in Hebrew?
Nature.
No.
No.
Latbia,
shorish. Oh, to drown, to sink, to keep.
No. Tvi'a.
Oh,
An impression, right? Latbia, something. That's why drowning is called in Hebrew also is the same word, because you take the person, you like so to say impress them into the water, right? A drowning person.
What's the word?
Teva, ted bet ayin, right? So the nature, what is mutba? What is a coin is the same word as well, right? The coin is pressed, right? What is mutba? What is impressed into nature?
Printed.
Elokim, Shem Elokim. The limitations of a God's light, right? The Chazon Ish calls Teva the most consistent will of Hashem. Before we go on, I have to mention, not only is it Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is Ani Hashem Rufecha. Chaim, one second. We're in the middle of a shiur right now. Chaim, if anybody can give him, please. But, right, so Ani Hashem Rufecha is the Reshit Tevot of Iyar, which is I am Hashem, your healer. Right? And this is a month of healing. This is a month of success. First things first, this shiur is for the atzlacha of all of our brothers right now in Gaza that are fighting the fight for the chatufim and for the chayalim. Alright? And may everybody, b'zat Hashem, have success in doing what they need to do there, which is to completely wipe out Amalek. And b'zat Hashem also right now is the holy lights of Rabbeinu Akadosh, Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Chaim Vital is the main student of the Arizal, the main student of the Al Shech Akadosh. These two tzaddikim, Ramak as well. He also learned by the Ramak. Rav Chaim Vital was the whole entire reason that we have the Arizal. We make a big deal about the Arizal. Every single word of the Arizal was written by Rav Chaim Vital. And not only that, the Arizal came into the world. He was told by Eliyahu Navi, you came here to teach a man in Tzfat named Rabbi Chaim Vital. Go there and do your mission. The only reason the Arizal came into the world and learned with Eliyahu Navi for 17 years in the Nile River in Egypt was to go and teach for 18 months, not even 18 months, less than 18 months, Rav Chaim Vital. And all of the Kabbalah in the world is Bezchut Rabbi Chaim Vital. So, Bezat Hashem, tonight is Zilula. There's giant tzaddikim that came in from Yerushalayim, Rabbi Benayahu Shmueli from Nar Shalom in Yerushalayim, Yeshivat Mekubalim. He's here right now in the Marchu giving shiur in a while, in 45, 50 minutes. Bezat Hashem, no, in Marchu, in the Old City, in Bar Yochai, Bar Yer, by Kikar Maginim. So we're carrying on. Hashem, what is the one that's behind everything. And the Nivraim, the creations, they're just vessels to reveal Hashem's reality in the world. We've learned this, right? What is our job? To be vessels to reveal Hashem in the world. Uba'ol Leil Shabbat, on the night of Friday night, the light that we're dealing with is, Adam ro'et itgalut ha'shchina kedusha ba'olam. Hashem is able to get us to a point where on Shabbat Kodesh, us as human beings, we have the ability to see the revelation of Hashem's light in the world. You see the light of Hashem illuminating the world. And mamash ve'aretz hira mikvodo. Friday night, Shabbat night, we're dealing with the reality of ve'aretz hira mikvodo. The land was illuminated with the light of Hashem. You see how Hashem is bringing life into everything. The food is different on Shabbat. How? Because it's clear to you that it's not just the food, right? It's clear to you that there's this spice called Shabbat that is beyond anything that you could do to the food. Everything exists by the way of the godly light that's coming through us at all times. He is the creator. He is the one that keeps it in existence. And he is the one that it brings life into it at all times. Hashem is the only reality that exists by itself. That's the idea of Leil Shabbat. Sheba, or Hashem Yitbarach mitgaleh, v'ashchina kedusha sheyitgalut Hashem Yitbarach ba'olam oleh. Hashem's light is revealed, and the Shechina, which is the reality of Hashem that's revealed in the world, ascends. It's more present. It's more obvious. Umitbatelet ha'astara, all the concealments are covered up. V'kol ha'nivraim esapurim kevodel, all of the creations are just singing the song of the honor of Hashem. Umitoch mitziutam, anu roim et yad Hashem Yitbarach v'o mitziuto. By way of seeing the creations that do exist in our reality, right? By way of them, I can see Hashem's reality. It's easier for me on Friday night to be able to look at the world and to see Hashem in it than any other day. Now we have the Su'udata, the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. The Friday night meal is called Su'udata, the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. That's how Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Vital wrote it in the words of the Arizal, right? This is the first meal, and the Zohar Kadosh already brings it. Su'udata dechakal tapuchim kadishin. Sorry, the Zohar Kadosh already. Ki su'uda zo mashpia u'migale et or Hashem Yitbarach b'tocho olam. This su'uda reveals the light of Hashem within the world. V'anhagat ha'olam v'itgalut b'tocho u'madrigat malchut. This way that the world is led and the revelation of Hashem within this world is the level of malchut. That's called, malchut is also called in the Zohar, chakal tapuchim kadishin, the field or the orchard of holy apples, of holy fruit, right? Tapuach in Hebrew, again, we call it as an apple or as a potato or an orange, right? They're all different forms of what's called tapuchim. But the word tapuach in Hebrew comes from the word litpateach, patuach, to open up, to develop, right? Of growth. So this orchard or this field of holy growth, right? That is malchut. The whole idea is malchut is to grow the recognition of Hashem on the lowest level in action. Dainu, chakal means sade, a field, right? The sade is mashal eshkina. A field is a mashal, is a parable to try to make us understand, a metaphor for the shechina. Sheporelet v'osa et kol habriya. The shechina is doing and making the whole entire creation, meaning the reality of Hashem in the world. V'atapuchim shegidalim besadeh, the fruits that grow inside of the field, hem ha'masim shel hanivraim, those are your actions. Right? The fruits are your actions, and the field itself is olam ha'asiya, is the shechina, is olam ha'malchut, olam ha'asiya. Shutotza'a me'peuloteha shel ha'shechina kedusha. Your actions are an outcome of what the shechina wants you to be doing. V'tzrich she'atapuchim yu kedoshim. You have to have that these fruits that you have, your actions in this world, should be holy. Dainu. Sha'ma'asim yigalu et Hashem Yitbarach, that your actions should reveal Hashem and not cover up Hashem. So the work is bitul ayesh, nullification of self. By way of the revelation, this revelation, by way of this revelation, by way of this revelation of the nighttime, that Hashem is behind life of everything, Hashem is bringing existence to everything, and you have no existence by yourself separate of Hashem. By way of that, you nullify your yeshut, you nullify your ego, you nullify your pride, which are all of the different types of emotions and thoughts that you have, as if you're the one that's really doing it. You're the one that's making actions in this world. As if you have some reality separate from Hashem. You can do something besides Hashem. Uben machshavot ha'adam al atzmo, uben al achirim v'al abriya. Whether you're thinking about yourself, or you think that he can do it, they can do it, right? Or you think about creation, right? Nature is going to get me, or anything separate from Hashem leading the world. Hakol mitbatel. All of that is nullified on Friday night. On Shabbat, all of that is not the reality. Umitgale she'en shum koach amiti chutz ma'borei yitbarach. It's revealed that there's no true reality besides the Creator. So by way of this light, we merit to a level of bitul hayesh, nullification of self, of ego, right? That you don't feel like you're important without Hashem. You can't do anything without Him. You can, and you realize that your enemy can't do anything without Him. Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, they have no power without Hashem. Even that side. And nature, an earthquake, a storm, an accident in the street, that also can happen without Hashem. Sha'adam yodea she'en klum ve'en lo shum chashivut ve'yesh. you have no importance to yourself separate from the soul that you have inside of you. That's where your importance comes from, that you have a piece of God inside of you. So what is the work within all of that? Once you understand that, that's the light that's being revealed. That's the energy that you have to tap into, right? What's the work? Ishtokikut. To yearn, to long, to want, to desire. When this light of Bina is revealed in the world, a person recognizes, and again, pay attention. So what are we saying the whole time? What's the light being revealed on Friday night? That we can look inside the details of this world. You can look at the food. You can look at the different things in the world and you see Hashem easier there. That's Bina already, where there is a world. There is creations. There is contemplation. Bina comes from already, right? Lid bonen, to build. To go from thought and to understand one thing from the other. By way of looking at the food on Shabbat, by way of looking at how the electricity stays on and all these different things, I can, by way of the songs of Shabbat, by way of everything of Shabbat, the tefillot of Shabbat, I can understand that Hashem exists and Hashem runs everything. Right? That is the work of Bina. So when the light is revealed and a person recognizes the greatness of Hashem, that he does all of that at every given second, all of life is Hashem. By way of that, a person goes into immense passion to connect to the Creator. Chai Achaim, the life of lives. Your heart is passionate. I want to be part of His people. I want to do what Hashem is expecting for me to do. I want to listen to Him. I want to do the right thing. Therefore, what do we do Friday night at the meal? We sing. We sing towards the honor of Hashem. We want the honor of Shabbat. We recognize. We get it. I want to be part of this. I'm so happy with it. I want to sing towards it. I'm thirsty for a living God. I want a connection. My heart, my flesh are singing out to Hashem, the living God. And the truth is, in these songs of Shabbat, there's a few different types of songs. There's types of songs that we're saying how precious is Shabbat, how great is Shabbat, how important is Shabbat to us. So happy that we even got a gift called Shabbat. Right? Don't forget Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem have a conversation. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Yisrael that in my treasure chest I have a gift for them and its name is Shabbat. Hashem Yitbarach tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Jewish people, I have a gift for them, it's called Shabbat, it's in my treasure chest, it's for them. Ki Shabbat ma'ala otanu la'akara amitit b'melech. Shabbat, why do we want to sing for Shabbat? Shabbat elevates us to a point where we can really recognize who the King is. Who is Hashem really? V'zo matana tzuma shetzirich la'arich ota me'od. You have to really appreciate such a powerful gift. Because Shabbat gives us brand new life every single week. Mamash, chayim chadashim, mamash. But the main work is what is coming out of the light of Shabbat, meaning the kisufim labori yitbarach, that yearning to connect to the Creator, blessed be He. Our will is to see our King. We want to experience Hashem. We want to live a life with Hashem. That's what's coming out of the light of Shabbat. That's what should be. That's your next step once you have that. And how do you get there? What is ishtokikut? What is yearning? What is this wanting more? This ga'agua, we say in Hebrew. Kechol sha'adam itkonen v'tzipa. As long as a person is anticipating and they're trying to figure it out, v'chin et atzmo, he prepared himself, so he merits to more. The more you want it, the more you put into getting there. When it comes, the more you're going to get. That's how this world and the world to come works, and that's how the 6 days of the week and the Shabbat works. V'lechen tzrich sha'kisufim yigburu v'yilchu. Therefore you need the kisufim to keep on growing, to keep on to developing. And the whole entire week, specifically on Friday, on Erev Shabbat, on Friday, ad shivar alev ke'esh b'leil Shabbat, until you go into Shabbat on Friday night, right, Shabbat night, and your heart is ignited, your heart is on fire, you have to sing, you have to dance, you wanna go daven, and you wanna take your time, and you wanna sing l'chadodi, and you wanna sing at the table. Omnam b'erev Shabbat zo tzipia bilvad. Friday, you're just anticipating the Shabbat. You're just trying to see the Shabbat happen, right? You're not there yet. ובליל שבת יש שם דלת. אתה יכול לסגור את הדלת. בין כל... טוב. But on Erev Shabbat, it's just an anticipation. And on the night of Shabbat, it already starts to be revealed. Once you say Lecha Dodi, the light is already being revealed. כי ברגע שנכנסת השבת כבר, as soon as Shabbat is already revealed, מאיר אורה הגדול, this light that we've been talking about starts to be revealed in the beginning of Friday night already, of Shabbat night. הרי זה גורם שאנו מצליחים לראות איך השם יתברך מתגלה בבריאה. This light helps us to see how is Hashem revealed in creation. And by way of the light of this, by way of the power of this light, the ability he gives us, us as creations, we yearn to connect to Hashem more. And the Jew... הנה פה. The Jew and the whole entire creation, we have this kisufim to Hashem, to a living God. We want to connect to something real. Because now the light of Hashem is being revealed already. And this is what's the main work of the night. This kisufim be'esh kodesh, this passion to connect to Hashem with the burning fire inside of you. But there's also work of bitul, right? All of that burning fire means I want to do, I want to sing to Hashem, I want to do the right thing. But what about the bitul? Shabbat is all about bitul. Life is about bitul, right? Ki ze munach bifnim. All of this, I want to do, I want to connect to Hashem, all of it is... It's resting there. It's inside it. It's revealed in general. In general, there's this energy of I want to connect more. I want to do more. Me as a human, I want to do more to connect to my Creator. But there's also the light of Bitul. There's the light of I am one with the Creator. Hashem is everything. There is no me. Right? In the morning, that's really revealed. The stage of the morning is Bitul. The stage of the night is Shabbat's just starting. This light is just brand new. This week has just came down. And I see Hashem's in everything, I want to connect now. In the morning already, the light of Bitul comes in where I'm connected, right? And then, פחות יש דיבור ויותר שתיקה ומנוחה. In the morning, we're more quiet, we talk less, we're not so loud, we're not so, you know. The night and Shabbat should be on fire. The morning is sometimes a little bit chill, right? Especially in comparison to the night. So what does this fire do? This fire that we're talking about, this passion to connect to Hashem, what does it do for us? On this night, we increase the singing. Why? Zmira, mizmorei Shabbat. We write mizmorim. What is a mizmor? It comes from the word to prune. Krita, to cut off. Lizmor aritzim. To cut off. Aritzim? Aritzim. Lezamer aritzim.
That's not
shamels. Oh, that's arutzim. Branches.
No.
The weeds.
Yeah.
Sprouts. No?
Yeah.
Sprouts.
Yeah, like sprouts. Exactly. Right, to prune the vineyard. Right, the weeds and everything that's growing down. The negative part of it. Ki b'leil Shabbat marbim bezmirot v'kritat hakotzim. On Shabbat we increase zmirot, this pruning, this cutting, which are songs. Right? Zemer, mizmor, comes from the word to prune. Right? You're cutting. Why? Because it has individual words. This is a word from the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech says, and I learned this by way of Alex Clare, the singer, right? That the Noam Elimelech says that there's two types of songs. There's shir and there's mizmor. Shir comes from the word kesher, which is connection, because it's just the melody, it's the music, right? It's without the words, and that everybody can connect to. There's no limitations there. It's universal. A mizmor already has words because it's cut up into letters, words, and syllables. And if you don't understand the language, then you already have less of a connection to the actual mizmor side of it. So it's cut up, and it's a different type of song. The shir is shira. It's just singing in general without the limitations, and everybody can connect in that way. You have this one. You can just sit in the door. No one's coming. Right? So we increase these cuttings off, and we cut off all of the thorns. When you sing and you're singing, doing mizmor, you're cutting the negativity inside of you. You're cutting off your own thorns. And what happens if you take dry thorns and you add a fire to them? Right. This is what we want. This is what we want Yaakov and Yosef to do. They sav, right, to burn it away. It burns all the bad. כמו שכל אחד ויודע בעצמו. Everybody knows themselves. Everybody knows what bad they have to burn off. כי צריך לגלות את השם יתברך בבריאה. We have to reveal Hashem in this world. ובשביל זה צריך תחילה להתנתק מהקליפות. First things first, you have to distance yourself from קליפה. You want to reveal Hashem in the world? Lower the amount you're connected to קליפה. Meaning to go out of the mistaken view of the Yetzara that tells you there's nature, there's the way of the world. God just pressed autopilot, right? Kilu yesh tov etanug b'inyanei olam, as if there's really some pleasure in the things of this world. As if your salvation can come from something physical or some human being here, or some institution, or some government, or some military. Kilu adam yechol la'asot dvarim, as if you could actually do something yourself. Likanes la'emet shakol zerak or v'yad Hashem itbarach. You have to go into the mindset by way of your singing, the negativity, that fire that's burning away with the song, these negative parts into you. What is it? You want to get to a point where it's revealed that everything's the light of Hashem, everything's the hand of Hashem. And all of the effort that I put in, all of my ishtadlut, and all the charitzut b'nyanei olam, all of my drive that I have in the rat race or the things that I need to do to exist as a human in this world, eina mo'ila klum, it doesn't really help anything. Your ishtadlut doesn't actually make a difference. You're commanded to do it because Hashem created a world where He wants you to reveal Him by way of your actions. But the fact that you work 7 hours instead of working 15 hours is not going to mean that you're going to get less of a salary. If you work for a job that they pay you according to the hour, maybe, right? But if you have a job, let's say like you're the businessman, you own your shop, you could work for 2 hours a day and make way more money. And we all know Hasidim that barely work and they're sitting on hundreds of thousands, right? And it's not about, they learn Torah more than they work. And the guy that's working all day long, three jobs, he can't make as much money as the Hasid makes in one deal, right? So it's not about your ishtadlut. And on the night of Shabbat, with this burning fire, this holy fire, by way of that we're able to burn all of these nature thinkings, all of these yetzara thoughts, and we're able, by way of that, to have more passion, to come out of the vanity of this world that has been completely spread over the 6 days of the week. And to know that sheshet yamim ta'aseh melacha, 6 days you will do your work that you need to do. Lo katuv ta'aseh, ela te'aseh. Shemashma sha'melacha te'aseh me'elea. It says, sheshet yamim te'aseh melacha.
What's the different spelling?
It's the same spelling, the nikud is different. The vowelage is different, which in Hebrew vowelage actually changes, right? The what the word means, right? So ta'ase melacha, sheshet yamim ta'ase melacha, that means 6 days you shall do your work. That's what most people think it means, but it's written sheshet yamim te'ase melacha, 6 days of the week melacha shall be done. They didn't say you got to do it. Right? It says it shall be done.
Actually, if we really get into the grammatics, if it would have been an imperative, it would have been Sheshet Yamei Maaseh
Asur. No, we're not talking about Sheshet Yamei Maaseh. We're talking about the 6 days of the week.
Right.
About Shabbat. Sheshet Yamei
Maaseh. I'm just saying if we were
imperative, but we're not in a Dictu class right now.
Just
it's part of it though. So, right, it says 6 days of the week. Melacha will be done. Doesn't mean that you have to do it. Ki be'emet, anachnu lo osim klum. Because the truth is we're not doing anything. Everything is being done by way of the hands of Hashem, and we're just the vessels to reveal it in the world. So when we come to include it inside this idea of burning the sheker, burning the vanity, burning the ideas that we have of this world, yetziyah me'atavot v'adimayon, kiilu yesh tov b'inyanei olam. It's to come out of our lust, to come out of our illusion and our imagination, as if there is something good within this nature. God forbid, there's inside things that are forbidden completely by way of Torah. To think that something that's completely forbidden against the Torah, Hashem told you not to do it, that there could be good there for you? Hashem told you not to do it. If there was good, Hashem would allow you to do it. If it's good for you, Hashem would want you to do it.
Well,
it's bad for you. So why would you think that there's something good there?
In the time of Mashiach,
people
will be kosher.
In the times of Mashiach, but we don't live for them right now. To go into the pleasantness of Shabbat, the delight of Shabbat, which is the light of the truth, the light of the pleasantness of the every knowing that everything is just from the life of Hashem. Everything can only exist with Hashem. And included that is to go out of the sheker of kavod, of feeling honor, of feeling pride. You have to desire to connect to Hashem so much that you're not worried about your own honor. You're worried about His honor. You're worried about Hashem. Hashem's honor is what fills the whole entire land. There's no room for my honor in the picture anyway. There's no benefit in being, of having kavod of sheker, of getting honor that you're not really deserving of. The truth is, while you're singing to Hashem, everyone's equal. You can't tell someone's greater than the other when we're singing. This is why the Jews, we dance in circles. כי העיגול מורה שכולם שווים. The circle shows that everybody's equal. Everybody's equal. וטוב מאוד לעסוק בייחודים בליל שבת. It's very good to do unifications on Shabbat night. והזמן מסוגל לזה מאוד. The most auspicious time to this is Shabbat. Why? Because ייחודים האדם מזכך מאוד. A person gets very purified when they do unifications. ושורף את הרע, and you burn away the negativity. Again, a unification that we learned. Unification can be happy while you're eating. To be eating a physical food, and to be happy that Hashem gave you that food, and to feel the emotion of thank you Hashem that you gave me this food, that is a yichud, that is a Kabbalistic unification that the Arizal teaches you is the beginning of intentions of eating. The beginning of intentions of eating is being happy that Hashem put the food in front of you. That is called a Kabbalistic yichud, meditation and unification. And then you reveal the true good inside of that. And that's included in the avodah of itbonenut, of contemplation, which itbonenut, right, of thinking deep and building one thought from the other is bina, and bina is the light of Friday night, right? To go deeper in the reality of the Creator. Let's wrap it up. We're at the sikkum, okay? On the night, Friday night and Shabbat night, אור האין סוף מתגלה ומאיר באופן שהוא מגלה את האמת בתוך הבריאה. The light of the אין סוף is being revealed in a way that it reveals Hashem and the truth within the creation. This is called the Shechina, which is the way that Hashem leads the world and reveals himself to his creations in actuality. The vehicle that Hashem uses to reveal himself to all of us is called Shechina, Shochen, presence, dwelling, right? Vi Ola, that idea ascends. It has an ascension. It grows. It intensifies. It is more obvious. It is more clear to us. And this causes the heart of a person to nullify itself, to nullify the ego, to nullify the sense of self, of self-honor. And that causes a fire inside the heart of a Jew, a holy fire, to passionately want to connect to Hashem with a fire, to the Creator, and to burn all of the negativity that I have inside of myself. All of the concealments, all of the thoughts that there's nothing, that there's something besides Hashem. And you have to be happy with this arousal and to appreciate it. There's a lot of Jews that want to be successful, and they're seeking out the truth, and they're trying to find the proper path to connect to Hashem. But a person feels inside of himself that he's tied, he's torn between two sides. And because of these seduction of the physicality of this world and the Yetzirah, and then what happens to a person is when he has this arousal, he has a person that comes to arouse him, he gets ascended. It works, he gets aroused, he wants to connect to Hashem. On one hand, the joint calls him, and on one hand, his Rebbe is calling him. And both of them are true for him. אבל כשאין לו מי שיחזיק אותו, הוא לא עובד כרגוי. But if there's not someone holding him, he can't do his job. He doesn't hold, he can't be consistent. He can't keep going. And this, huh?
Found the Rebbe with the joy.
וזהו אדם שבדרך כלל, this is a person that usually, he's living himself. But כשהוא מגיע לשבת או חג, when he comes to a Shabbat or a holiday, or to a tzaddik, אז הוא משתדל להתעורר, he tries to arouse himself and to come closer to the king. This kind of person, on one side, הוא שייך למלך, he has a relationship to the king. ונמשך ומתעורר שמעוררים אותו למעלה. If they send him an alarm clock from heaven, it'll wake him up, right? If he gets called out, or if he has some experience, it will bring him closer to Hashem. אבל מצד שני, הוא עדיין לא בטל לפני השם ידבר. He's still not nullified in front of Hashem. And he still feels himself, and he thinks about himself. This kind of Jew, משפיעים לו להרגיש קרבת אלוקים פנימית. They influence on a person like this to feel closeness to Hashem internally. והשגת אלוקות לחיות ולהרגיש את האמונה בהשם יתברך. And this comprehension of how to live it and how to feel the true emunah in Hashem. But since the arousal is dependent on external things, then גם צורת ההשגה והתקרבות שהוא מקבל היא בכוח הצדיקים וזמני הקודש. So too, the form of the closeness that you receive to Hashem, it also comes by way of the power of the tzadikim and the holy times, or בהתערות הדלילה, or from a supernal arousal from up above, Hashem wants you to come closer for a time, or בכוח התפילה, or when you come to pray. אבל אין לו השגות של עצמו. He doesn't have something that comes from within, though. He doesn't have an arousal, an internal way to arouse. והנה אף שם הדרגה הגבוהה והראויה היא שאדם מחפש את הקשר עם השם יתברך. The choicest way would be that a person, he seeks out his own connection with Hashem. He doesn't need to go into an accident to say, oh Hashem, I love you, I want to make tshuva, I want to wear a kippah. I nearly died, you saved my life. Hashem also put you in the accident. People forget that part, right? Hashem put you in the accident and he saved you from the accident. Right? Everyone wants to say thank you Hashem for... But people don't chop, right? So, you don't... The person can't make it himself, right? The proper way is that you make the own connection. You want to live a life of truth all the time. And that's the only thing that interests you. Adam kaze mikabel asaga gmura. A person like this, he gets full downloads. Hashem Yitarach potech lo et ha'orah gadol. Hashem opens up for him his great light for that person. The person that really wants it and he does it by himself, Hashem is like, okay, here, take. אמנם אפילו אם אדם לא מרגיש התעוררות מעצמו. Even if a person doesn't have an arousal from within himself. וחושב שהוא לא שייך לעבודת השם הפנימית. He thinks he doesn't have a connection to internal works of Hashem. I can't build a relationship with Hashem. בכל מקום, כיוון שהוא מחפש קצת לקבל אור מהצדיקים, since he does seek to receive a little bit of light from the tzadikim, ונהנה מהדבקות והתעוררות בליל שבת. He enjoys the arousal of Friday night. He enjoys the intensified feeling on Shabbat, the more level of clarity. He takes pleasure in that stuff. ולהתלהט בחגים וזמני רצון. He gets passionate when there's a chag, when there's a holy time, when there's a Rosh Chodesh. זה חשוב מאוד. It's very important. ויש לו לשים ליבו שלא לזלזל בזה. Don't look down on yourself because that's the type of person you are. That only when there's a wave, you have some kind of arousal. That's not a bad thing. Don't look down on that. Vilu korim rabotenu v'omrim. Elav korim rabotenu v'omrim. The rabbis call this person and they say, אל תשמע ליצר הרע שאומר לך זה סתם צביעות. זה לא אתה באמת. Don't listen to the yetzer hara that's telling you, you're a hypocrite, that's not really who you are. אלא תדע שיש כזו מדרגה אמצעית. Know that there is this middle path. There is this middle level. ויש פה קשר וגילוי של המלך אליך. There is a revelation and there is a connection and there is a relationship between you and Hashem here. נכון, הוא עדיין לא מתגלה בצורה אישית. It's still not on a personal level. It's not coming from you so much. אלא באופן של נטפל למשהו אחר. It's kind of like secondary to something else. אבל בכל זאת, יש קשר ואתה לא מנותק. There's still a connection. You're not disconnected. You have a connection. It's maybe not you're the one that's making the call, but you're picking up the call. You're enjoying the conversation. You want to be on the phone. Yeah, you didn't call, right? Hashem wants you all the time. I said this today. I was walking with a person here. My rabbi, Rabbi Deutsch, in the old city, always taught me, and when it comes to relationships, the person who wants the relationship least is where the relationship is where it's at, right? The person's madly in love with some beautiful woman that's completely famous, whatever, for the example, I don't know, Taylor Swift or whatever, right? A guy's madly in love with Taylor Swift. 100% in love with Taylor Swift. In his eyes, they're married, and Taylor Swift doesn't know who he is. Where's the relationship at? Zero. Zero. Not 20%, not 50-50, zero. Zero, 20 below, right, exactly.
Always right? Be the adored, not the adored.
So same here. Right? It's the same here. ואפילו שהמלך עדיין לא מעניין אותך, כדבר בלעדי, אבל בכל זאת, המלך שייך אליך והוא נושא אצלך. Even though it's not that Hashem is the only thing that matters to you, even you yourself don't matter, Hashem is the only thing. There are tzaddikim in the world that are on that level. There are people like that, right? For us, maybe not. But Hashem is very important for you. It's an idea in your life. It's an integral part of your life. At least every couple of hours you think about Hashem, right? It's something that it means a lot to you. Yesh madrigayim tzayit. There is this middle path. There is this middle level. Tenetzel ota. Take advantage of it. Because this is also a form of revelation. It's not fake. This is a true revelation. Hashem is being revealed to you. And even if this is only by way of mediums or Shabbat or a Chag or a Tzaddik or a book or whatever it is, right? A shiur that arouses you. אבל אתה נמצא בפנים. You're in. You're in the game. You're not disconnected. You have a relationship here. It's real. ואם תחשיב את זה, if you give this importance, and you want these ascensions, you want these periods where you can become your better self, then you will ascend. Until Bezrat Hashem, you'll also get to a way that you reveal it from your own soul. You come to a point where you're creating it. You don't need a Shabbat. Shabbat Bechlal, you're going to go flying. Right? Because you can do it on a Tuesday, you can do it on a Wednesday, you can do it in the morning, you can do it at night, you can do it when you feel bad, you can do it when you feel good. You're a vote that you do all the time because you want the connection with Hashem. That's the Madrigal where we should be trying to go. In the meantime, if you only take the ride when it comes, right? You answer the phone when you get the call and you enjoy the conversation, that's also amazing. You answer the phone and you don't necessarily enjoy the conversation, that's also amazing. Be in the game. Have the connection with Hashem. Be open for Hashem talking to you. You don't always need to be the one that talks to Him. That's also a great thing. And it's real. It's not fake. It's not hypocrisy. It's very real. So that's the avodah. That's the main essence of the night time of Shabbat, the work of Shabbat, Bezrat Hashem.
Can you do a little secret word to love of our relationship?
Of our relationship? There's one where most of us are at, let's be real, where it's we ride the waves that come. There's a chag, there's a Shabbat, there's Wednesday night shiur with Rabbi Yitzhak, there's this chabur, or whatever it is, there's some external thing that arouses us to connect to Hashem. Right? Or Hashem Himself also tells us, hey, either way, it could be by something negative, apparently, like an accident or a sickness, right? Or you doing a sin and then trying to do tshuva, right? There's all these different ways that external things will influence you to connect to Hashem. Right? That's one level, that's where most of us are at. Appreciate it. The next level is that you do your avodah that you have to do every single day because you can't live without Hashem and that's the only thing that matters to you. For that person, Hashem opens up everything.
How do you get there?
By appreciating when you're not there, any time that Hashem reveals Himself to you, making the most of your Shabbat, because you do feel like a malach. I know I can say this about myself. During the week, I feel like a rasha, and on Shabbat, I know I'm the biggest tzaddik in the world. Right? Not saying that I am, right? But in my eyes, that's how it is. During the week, I can't tolerate myself, I can't stand myself, and Shabbat, I'm like, wow. I'm flying! This is insane. That's the first level. Oh, it's the lower level. It's the lower level, right? Nachon, exactly. Right, Chazak. Yida Yitzchak just said, Hanan ben Ari, one of the, right, the voices of our nation that Hashem sent us, he has a line. On Shabbat, I'm Baal Shem Tov, and during the week, I'm Shabtai Tzvi, the false Messiah, right? This is the reality. I relate with that. I wouldn't go as far as Shabtai Tzvi, but yeah, right? But this is the thing. So that's one level. But the thing is, if you say, that's fake, only on Shabbat you feel holy, right? Then that's Sheker. That's the Yetzara trying to tell you, you're not worth anything. You're not real. You only ride the wave when it... You only dress the part when you're getting paid for the role, right? Or like, you answer the phone when you need something.
Kila,
you
get there again?
By appreciating
the lower parts.
The lower part where you are, and always desiring more, and making the most of those revelations, because they are real. Hashem calls you. Hashem's calling you.
Just keep pushing.
Just keep going. Yeah. And learn more, and develop more.
But Rabbeinu
says... If you want to, you will. You'll grow.
Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kesef Shtar...
Beer.
Star. Learning.
Wait, are you talking about Kiddush?
And Kesef. No, and Kesef.
First is Kesef.
No, but both are perfect. Kesef and no. Kesef is not when everything's perfect.
And then the
Beer is... But Kesef is Kisufim. You could also, in this level, you could have the Kisufim. That's what I'm saying. Here in this Inyan of growing, your Kisufim, you're yearning to want more, to become better. That's also very good to get to becoming better. If you want to be connected to Hashem, eventually that desire, if it's real, will lead to you learning more Torah and to praying more. And then that will get you to that desire of you developing the relationship.
No, but the level of shtarot is no feelings, period. Cold, and you still learn.
Nachon.
That's how you get to be...
Both. That's what I'm saying. It's not just shtar, it's kesef and shtar. In this example, it's kesef and shtar. Also your kisufim, your desire, also you doing the work that you need to do.
Of course you desire, that's why you're learning.
Okay, I'm just clarifying.
Isn't
kisufim crazy? Chevre, we're done for the day under the camera. And unless anybody has anything else on this nikuda.
Yeah, you said, isn't connection just like a feeling that I should just let be without trying to make something out of it?
More life than that.
No, when you have a connection with Hashem, you should desire to try to keep it as long as possible and to make the most out of it.
But that's not the main thing.
It's not the main thing, but if you're connected to the source, you should. If you're really connected to the source, believe me, you wouldn't want that to stop.
I don't want joy to stop, but it is what it is.
No, that's okay. So you make the most of the joy when you have it.
Right.
So you make the most of the connection with Hashem when you have it.
Right. If you're not chase it.
What?
I wouldn't chase it, and I wouldn't try to hold
on. No, don't chase it in an unhealthy way, but you look for it. You seek out the opportunity. You know that Wednesday you're tired. You know that Friday's coming up. Shabbat, it's about to be Shabbat. Right. I'm excited for it. On Shabbat, I'm going to feel better. On Shabbat, I'm going to be more connected to Hashem. That's givout. That's exactly what you should be doing. 100% you should be doing that. Because that's going to help you to get through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday until Shabbat starts. Without falling, without going crazy off. You have something to look forward to.
So longing think of Shabbat the entire week.
100%.
Just think of Shabbat. Shabbat's
100%.
Coming.
100%.
Comes back.
Should be thinking about Shabbat all the time.
You're talking about particularly Shabbat. You're talking about in general. What is the Shabbat?
It's everything.
It doesn't play a lot. Of course it's just because of theme, but it's not something to what focus on, is it?
Yes, 100% is. What is a kisuf? What is a kisufim?
But the point is, you can't rely on it. Don't rely on it. You gotta be in the level of the same where you don't rely on kisufim. You're not gonna get anything right now. Don't even think about it. Just learn. Get used to cold. Get used to without feeling.
Correct. You have to do it no matter what. So, but how would you ever get to a level of doing it no matter what if you don't desire to do it? You have to desire is first before everything. Before everything, your will. Your will to want to be that person that does no matter what is a will that comes way before you doing anything. Before you open the sefer once, you have to want to finish the sefer. Okay. Right? If you don't have a desire, you'll never...
It's just...
What do you mean?
Intention.
That's the same thing. Lichsof, to want, to desire to be in that place.
Can we say
craving.
Longing but not lasting?
That's what you...
What do you mean by lusting?
Longing, for a tikkun or whatever.
But not lusting?
Your senses.
But not lusting.
What's lust?
Lust. Lust, yeah.
Yes, it's not a lust. It's not like, oh, I want to feel Hashem.
No. Lust is tough.
Like, it's not... Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know, but no, because the feeling Hashem is not what it's about. That's where I think that's where the nikudah is.
Stuck in the
feeling Hashem, you're right. The feeling, not... I think what you're saying. The feeling of Hashem is not what you should be looking for.
Yeah.
But you should desire to feel Hashem.
Yeah.
You don't need the revelation in order to serve Hashem. You have to serve Hashem no matter what, whether He reveals Himself to you or not. But if you are a person that invests inside your relationship with Hashem, Hashem will reveal Himself to you non-stop, and you'll feel good, and you'll start to have dveikut, and here and there, He'll hide Himself from you to go deeper and to check that you're still doing it for the right reasons, right? But it's not about the revelation, but you always have to be seeking out to have a relationship with Hashem, not because of the revelations.
Beautiful.
Right, it's just like I learned, that how do you know if you're an Aistuda, how do you know if the decree was written already? If you do things out of Simcha, that means you're on a good path.
Right.
Like, basically, if you get reward by doing Hashem's will, you're good. If there's a long period of time...
Mitzvah, right? Mitzvah.
Amen.
No reward.
Amen.
Shela, mila aritzim.
Beautiful.
Ki aritz it, despot.
Is what?
Despot. In fact, tyrant.
Aritz? Yechon. Okay, maybe so then it's like Yilu Aritzim Uchanim Kilo.
Right. I think
a better word for Aritzim is spikes.
No, that's
no, that's Kotzim.
Kotzim.
That's no. Kotzim and Aritzim are two different things though.
What are they?
No, the word has nothing to do with
roots,
root canals.
Spikes.
Unless it's a different letter, in which case I just don't.
Nachrit Aritzim.
Aritzim? What's that?
Chitut Aritzim. זה לשון מהתורה, משירשים, לא?
So what is that? Aritz,
Aritz זה רודן, אני לא מכיר משהו.
קוץ.
קוצים.
Aritz is like a dictator, like a tyrant.
Oh.
So it's a spiritual, כאילו, opposer, a negative force against him. טוב, חבר'ה.
Yeah, I was thinking about what's in the song said Roots, and what's starting that for a few minutes.
All right, guys.